All right, here's McCullough. Shotgun formation, two wide receiver set. Handoff goes to Dawkins. Dawkins gets to the 45, lowers his head, pushes the defender over, crosses the 40 of Chillicothe, the 35, and is finally brought down by Cole Nichols at the 30-yard line. I saw a Larry Zonka-type hit there by Dawkins on the defender of the Hornets at the 45. He just about knocked him out and then just kept going, Butch.
Yeah, that right now they're just the LeBlanc is just whipping Chillicothe at the line of scrimmage, and we're just kind of back on our heels most of the time, and you can't do that and win football games.
Ishmael wide to the left, Atkinson to the right. McCullough takes a snap, fakes the handoff. He's running the option. He's got it at the 30, and he's brought down there at the 30. I thought he was going to run for more because it looked like the whole defense had been faked out on the fake handoff to Dawkins, but the defense was able to recover quickly and stop McCullough after a gain of two.
That was a nice fake. There is a flag. Looks like they're going to – we got holding against LeBlanc. That's a break for the Hornets. Maybe if we stop them here, maybe we can do something, get some points on the board if we can get the ball back.
Referees discussing things here.
You can hear it's Coach Dudak. You can hear him all the way up here. He was not happy about that call. If he's yelling at his team or the referees, but my feeling is he's yelling at his players.
This penalty is going to push the Golden Eagles back to the Chillicothe 42-yard line, making it a first down and 20 for the Golden Eagles. So two big penalties on this drive, Bush, have really pushed LeBlanc back and made him work even harder offensively, but they still have the ball nonetheless. McCullough on first down takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Dawkins, throws it over the middle for Thrasher. He jumps up in the air, catches it at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Golden Eagles. For Thrasher, his second touchdown reception of the night. For McCullough, his third touchdown pass of the night. And it makes St. Joe LeBlanc's lead grow even larger to 20-0 over the Hornets here at Spratt Stadium at Missouri Western State University.
Well, that was a pretty play for LeBlanc.
Romesburg in to attempt the point after. He's a perfect 2-for-2 so far. Here's McCullough. Takes the high snap, puts it down nicely. Here's the kick. It's good. The score is now 21-0. Golden Eagles over the visiting Chillicothe Hornets with 2:27 remaining in the first half. We're going to keep it right here as both teams go to the respective sidelines and await the kickoff once again of the Golden Eagles to Chillicothe. The Golden Eagles will be receiving the opening, the kickoff to start the second half. We want to keep that in mind as well. That makes this next drive by the Hornets a very important one as we need desperately to get some points and momentum back on our side. So, Butch, you had a good game up there in Savannah. Did you have a good dinner?
Yeah, I had a Tootsie Pop.
All right, good deal.
On the way home, or hey, the way back from Savannah.
Just want to warn you, if you get popcorn tonight, remember.
Is it still the?
It's probably pretty salty. I haven't tried it.
Oh, okay. I could smell the popcorn. I just wondered how the salt was.
I'm just looking out for you there, Butch.
Probably shouldn't have that salt. My doctor doesn't like that, but.
Well, he's not here at the game.
No, he's not.
I won't say nothing. Here's McCullough with the kickoff. Low end over end kick that's taken by Palmer at the 15 of Chillicothe, the 20. He goes 25, 30, 35, up to the 39-yard line. Goes Palmer on that kickoff. Alex Pyatt, a junior, in on the tackle for LeBlanc.
We'll get decent field position here at the ball at the 39-yard line of the Hornets. Got a chance maybe to do something here and get some points on the board before halftime.
Clampett remains in at quarterback. He's got three running backs in the backfield. Now Gannon's going to go wide to the left. And Midget will go wide to the right. Now Gannon comes back into the backfield, split with Palmer. Strong line to the right for Clampett. Now Gannon goes in motion to the left, and flags go up in the air. A lot of movement and jumping going all over the place. Offsides called against LeBlond.
Well, that helps.
5-yard penalty moves the ball out to the Chillicothe 44-yard line. 2 minutes, 20 seconds remains here in the second quarter. Chillicothe trails it 21-0. Midget this time will be flanked tight to the left as Gannon and Palmer are split in the backfield. Pitch back goes to Palmer. Palmer goes around the left side of the line, crosses the 45, and gets brought down just short of the 50-yard line at the Chillicothe 49. He's going to, looks like he's picked up another first down for the Hornets. Tackle made by Alex Huntsman, a junior defender for the Golden Eagles. Well, if first downs were points, Butch, we'd be racking them up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, we are. We are making some first downs. We just can't do anything once we get inside the 20.
Clampett under center, balance line in front of him. Gannon and Palmer in the backfield. Clampett rolls to his left. Rolls, throws, overthrows Major at the 37-yard line of the Golden Eagles. He was open, but it was just overthrown and went out of bounds, stopping the clock with 2 minutes, 1 second remaining here in the first half. Chillicothe trails 21-0. They have a second and 10 do the Hornet offense at midfield. Beautiful night for football here in St. Joe, Missouri. The lights are on brightly. Fans are all revved up. Two backs in the backfield as Clampett rolls to his right, throws. Intended receiver was Palmer. Palmer turned and ran inside when Clampett threw it to the sidelines, and it went incomplete. He was open. And a referee goes falling down at midfield, but he gets up, and he's okay.
Up there at Savannah tonight, I was on the sideline, and the referee was moving the orange yardage markers.
Uh-huh.
And he said, he said they had them too close to the field. He says, you know, those things will jump out and bite you if you don't watch it. It's kind of funny.
Here's Alpern and Midget wide to the right. Running a reverse. Midget's going to get the carry, and he's going to be stopped in the backfield for no gain. A loss of about 4 yards as Midget goes down back at the Hornet 45. Connor Haynes, a sophomore, in on the tackle for the LeBlond Golden Eagles.
Timeout's been called, I think.
Timeout called by LeBlond.
Yeah, they got time with the minute 47. They could do something here.
All right, let's take a timeout ourselves. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Chillicothe's in punt formation. Alpern doing the punting chores. Low end over end kick that bounces at the 20 of LeBlond. Thrasher picks it up on the bounce at the 15. He turns it upfield to the 20, 25, 30, and is hit out of bounds at the 31 of LeBlond. LeBlond right now has two timeouts remaining in this ball game. They lead it 21-0. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 31-yard line, looking to put some more points on the board before halftime. Thrasher and Dillon will be wide to the left, Atkinson wide to the right, McCullough in shotgun formation with Dawkins behind him. McCullough takes a snap, looks to throw to Dawkins. Instead, he throws a slant pattern to Thrasher at the 30. Thrasher turns it upfield and gets up to the 33 before he's tackled by Tommy Kincaid, a defensive lineman. Good job there by Kincaid on the wide receiver.
Gain of maybe 2 yards on that play.
Thrasher now goes wide to the right with Atkinson. Dillon is flanked wide to the right as well. McCullough takes a snap, has plenty of time, throws over to the north sidelines. It's caught. Turned up field is Atkinson, and he's brought down right at the 50-yard line. So a first down picked up by LeBlond. Mason Palmer on the tackle. That stops the clock momentarily with 58.9 seconds remaining in the first half. LeBlond takes the snap. Flag goes up in the air as LeBlond had too many players on the field. Wigton had come out to the offense and then got called back and could not get off to the sidelines in time, and a flag went up as the ball was snapped. So a 5-yard penalty will go against the Golden Eagles on that first down play. 12 men on the field. It'll make it a first and 15 now for the Golden Eagles at their own 45-yard line. Chillicothe right now in their all-white uniforms on defense, awaiting the Golden Eagles' next offensive play. The Golden Eagles are in their gold pants with purple jerseys and white numbers with the gold dome helmets. Two wide receivers are to the right. One is to the left for McCullough. McCullough takes the snap, back to pass, has time. Now he's rushed out of the pocket, scrambling for his life, and he just throws it away over on the north sidelines. There, Dillon was the closest receiver, but good job there by McCullough just to get the ball away. Stops the clock with 42 seconds remaining here in the first half. 21-0 the score. Golden Eagles lead the Chillicothe Hornets. It'll bring up a second and 15 now for the Golden Eagles at their own 45. Ishmael comes into the ball game, replacing Dillon at a wide receiver position. Atkinson will be wide to the left as Ishmael will go wide to the right. Dillon will be flanked tight to the right for McCullough. Hawkins is behind the quarterback, McCullough. McCullough goes to throw the screen. Throws it incomplete. No, it's caught. Caught by, it looks like it might have been Ishmael. No, it was Thrasher.
And another flag.
Flag near where he caught it. I thought that ball hit the turf, but he turned up field. No whistles were blown, but the flag is laying at the LeBlanc 47-yard line. They're talking to Cole Nichols, the linebacker for the Hornets, as it will be a holding call against LeBlanc. LeBlanc has never beaten the Chillicothe Hornets in football ever since this series began back in 1970. Chillicothe has been 8-0 against LeBlanc entering tonight's game. That first game was played in St. Joe. Chillicothe won the game 26-6. Ishmael comes out of the ball game for the LeBlanc Golden Eagles offense, replaced by Dillon. And it'll bring up a second and 20, it looks like, Butch.
Yeah, it's a 5-yard penalty on the hold. We've got 30 seconds to go in the half.
McCullough hands off to Dawkins. Dawkins goes right up the middle. Ball comes loose at the 45 of the Hornets. Let's see here. It looks like, no, wow, a flag goes up in the air near where the ball had came loose. Looks like LeBlanc maintained possession of this ball. Still not a first down for the Golden Eagles. They still have another 4 or 5 yards to go to pick up a first down, but a flag has been thrown at the point where the ball came loose.
Well, let's see what they've got for us here. It looks
Chillicothe ball. You know what they
said.
Well,
wait a minute. No. What do we got? Personal foul, Chillicothe.
Yep.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. But he's signaling.
The ball goes to the Hornets. So the fumble was recovered by Chillicothe's Gillen Gates. But it was an unsportsmanlike call against the Hornets.
So that'll be 15 yards from the point of infraction or where the ball was ruled dead, so that'll take the ball clear back to the Hornet 30-yard line.
Big turnover there by the Golden Eagles. That's their second turnover of the night. The Hornets' defense now has recovered 8 turnovers against their opponents this year. Chillicothe has 2 turnovers tonight, just like the Golden Eagles, but the score is very lopsided right now with the Golden Eagles leading 21-0. First and 10 for the Hornets at their own 30. Handoff goes to Palmer. Palmer gets some breathing room out to the Hornet 42-yard line, A first down picked up on that first down carry by Palmer. Moves the chains and stops the clock momentarily with 16 seconds remaining, and the Hornets call a timeout. A timeout called by the Hornets. I don't think they have any more remaining here in the first half, so let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. Chillicothe has the ball, first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Alpern will be wide to the right, along with Midget. In the backfield for Chillicothe is Gannon and Palmer. Strong line to the left for Clampett as he goes under center. Takes a snap, hands off to Palmer. Palmer was already being tackled by Dawkins when he got the ball. I haven't seen that before. Dawkins actually beat the ball to Palmer. And it'll bring a loss of 2 yards and a second and 12 for the Hornets as they take the snap, and the whistle is blown as that's the final play of this first half here at Missouri Western State University Spratt Stadium with the score St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles 21, Chillicothe Hornets 0. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with our halftime show after this.